with the grilling guys coming at you like a pit bull. We smoke butt, and it's a mitful. Backyard masters, barbecue blasters. Nobody smokes a T-bone faster. So when you see the grilling guy rig, hit the brakes, it's gonna be big. Stick around and put down the rake. Fire up your grill, there's no need to bake. You bring the party, we'll bring the smoke. You're gonna eat so much you might choke. So here's how it goes, and everyone knows. You're gonna listen to the Grilling Guys Show.
Welcome back, you are listening to Grilling Guys. I was reminded during the break that I probably shouldn't have put that blue cheese dressing on that salad if I really wanted it to be healthy. You could hit it again with the citrus olive oil and a little bit of the balsamic to brighten it up, and it'd be just as good. So for those of you that are concentrating on your health, you know, don't follow my path.
Yeah, welcome back. Thanks for joining us. Jop, I've been watching this product pop up on my radar for maybe the last year or so, and it's called PK Grills, and there's a bunch of things I really like about it, but rather than tell you what I like, let's bring on the grilling line right now, Scott Moody, who's the chief marketing officer for PK Grills. Thanks, Scott.
Hey, thanks for having me on, and I just want to say for the record that I love blue cheese dressing.
Yeah, baby.
We all do.
There we go now. Right.
So, basically, I just want to open it up to you and let you tell our listeners about PK Grills.
Okay. I love to talk about PK Grills. We make a cast aluminum barbecue grill. A lot of people kind of refer to it as a retro grill. It does look like the kind of thing you might have seen on your old Uncle Dave's back porch or your grandparents' back porch. It's capsule shaped. It's definitely got a distinct 1950s kind of style to it. But all of that is kind of what makes the grill what it is, which is a product that lasts for generations. People pass them on to their kids. It's made out of thick cast aluminum. You probably know that aluminum is inherently rust proof. So unlike a lot of other grills made out of other materials, ours tend to stick around a long time because they don't rust. Aluminum also is a super efficient conductor of heat. So it makes a great capsule, you know, to kind of cook foods in, because it tends to move the heat around really well. It almost works like a convection oven. You don't get hot spots that might burn your food in some weird place and leave it raw somewhere else. It's got four vents, so you can control the heat really well. And it's just, you know, I'm biased, but I think it happens to be the very best charcoal barbecue grill that nobody's ever heard of, except for competition cooks. Those guys, that community of people, love our grill. Our grill has been used by the world championship steak cook winner, whoever that winner was, for the last 5 years. Each time, the one common thing that they have in common is that they cook on a PK grill, because those guys that take cooking food outdoors seriously know about our product.
So you're in Arkansas and you're making it out of aluminum. How does that tie together?
Well, you know, the funny thing is that there is a tie to aluminum production in Arkansas. In fact, there's a city in Arkansas called Bauxite, which is you know, where aluminum comes from. But if you go all the way back to the origins of this grill, it was actually created in Tyler, Texas in 1952. So the grill was developed in 52 in Texas, and the company moved to Arkansas later in that decade. So closer to the 1960s is when PK landed in Arkansas, and has kind of a interesting history here. It's been in and out of business over the last 60 years, and my partners and I got involved about 5 years ago. So it hasn't been kind of continuously operating here, but it has been based here since, you know, for the last 60 years.
So Scott, I don't know if you mentioned it yet or not, but this is a charcoal grill, right? This is not a gas grill.
Charcoal grill.
And in looking at doing a little research on this, are you positioning this for a grill or a smoker or a little bit of both?
We position this as being really good at both, because it's got four vents and it's capsule shaped. You can do indirect cooking on this grill really effectively. You can put your fuel on one side of the capsule. And I'm saying capsule just so your listeners can kind of have a mental image of the thing. But if they want to look it up, you can see a pic, you can see what they look like at pkgrills.com. But put your fuel on one side of this capsule and you can put your meat on the other side of the capsule. It's got four vents, two on the top and two on the bottom. So you can direct your airflow to kind of, you know, come up, you know, from the bottom, hit that fuel, fire the fuel there, and then travel across the capsule and exhaust above your meat. You can smoke effectively like that for, you know, a long time. We do, you know, we do pork shoulders, ribs, briskets all the time on PK grills.
They're good. They're pretty good size too. I'm seeing that, that you did a reference there to other of the oval egg type smokers, and you've got quite a little bit more surface area.
We have our original PK's got about 300 square inches of cooking surface, and our PK360's got 360. That's where the name comes from. But not only that, we built in that 360, we built in a lot of volume. So kind of top to bottoms. I smoked a 17-pound turkey in my PK360 this past Thanksgiving.
Wow, that's kind of cool.
Well, this your more upscale unit. It's I just think of Gen X and millennials because it's the retro. I graduated in the 70s, so I'm a 50s baby, but the millennials like all that stuff. I mean, my kids listen to the music I listen to, and which is really funny. So a lot of that old stuff's coming back. There's hope for me. But, so I think you're hitting right on that. When I saw that, the one with the teak shelves, I thought of my two daughters instantly because they're constantly refurbing old appliances and stuff. They love that look.
Yeah. Well, thanks. It's kind of on purpose and it's kind of not. If you squint your eye a little bit and look at the PK360, it starts to kind of look like an airplane. You know, with this kind of capsule and these wings that come out to the sides.
Right.
And you know, that was some of the inspiration when we were trying to design this thing. But really, what we started with when we were designing that grill, which we designed from scratch, we just wanted to get the stand out of the way of the grill capsule. We wanted the grill capsule to kind of be this your central operating platform there, and we just wanted the stand out of the way, which is why we made the decision to go with a pedestal stand on that grill. And I think the pedestal stand is really kind of what you're reacting to whenever you say it looks like.
Yeah, the whole package. I mean, yeah. I don't know. I get a little George Jetson or something out of the thing.
For
but
sure. And that's
it's,
we,
it's so
you know,
cool.
We knew we were doing it. We're like, yeah, this thing kind of looks like an airplane. We've got those air intakes on the bottom, which are unique, which are patented. And, you know, those.
And you're not that far from Area 51, so now I'm a little suspicious. So we know we can go online, we can go to pkgrills.com, and there's retailers you're putting out there. I would just say this one thing, and we're about out of time. Check this grill out, because unlike any kind of Kamado, this is made out of aluminum, and it's not going to crack very easily. So another great reason, great properties. Scott Moody, PK Grills, thanks so much for taking a little time out. We hope to have you back again someday.
Yeah, thank you. You guys are the coolest for having us on. Thank you very much.
Right, you're welcome.
Coming up next, we're going to continue down this healthy road. Stick with us. We'll be back.